On prend notre premier invité.
That's right. Students from Umojok subdivision in the Manu division who made it in flying colors at the GCE advanced and ordinary levels will this Saturday be awarded prizes of excellence in Yaoundé. The excellence award ceremony by the Umojok subdivision development association SDA will take place at the Manu hall in Vogada, Yaoundé from 2 p.m. The Vice President of the Manu Elements Cultural and Development Association Yaoundé and member of the ESDA Excellence Awards Committee, Mr. Bigo Komhere, tells us more about the Excellence Awards ceremony and the objective. He was interviewed by Kelly Ita.
Mr. Bigo Komhere, National Pedagogic Inspector for Biology, Vice President of the Manu Elements Cultural and Development Association Yaoundé and member of the Umojok Subdivision Development Association Excellence Awards Committee. You're welcome on the program.
Thank you, Madam Kelly.
What is the Umojok Subdivision Development Association all about and their Excellence Awards project?
The Umojok Subdivision Development Association is an organization made up of elites from the Umojok Subdivision who have come together to see that development can come to their area. Yes, the government is doing a lot of things for our people, but we think that as an association, we can also help the government to bring development in our area. And one of these aspects is in the educational field. And that is why we are putting our hands together to organize this excellent award to ensure that our children who perform well in official exams are rewarded for their hard work. Equally, those who are maybe not financially viable can be given scholarships to go back to school.
How set is ESDA Yaoundé to host the Excellence Awards ceremony to unfold at the Manu Hall in Vogada, Yaoundé this Saturday?
Well, ESDA Yaoundé has been preparing for this Excellence Award. We got all of our members to chip in something. Each member of ESDA has done a contribution for this occasion. We also have our elites and our friends from other subdivisions, divisions of the Southwest, and even Cameroonians who see in our vision. They have also assisted us, and so all is pretty set for the event this Saturday.
What category of students will the Umojok Subdivision Development Association recognize on the occasion, and how will the selection of the laureates be done?
Well, for the category of laureates, or the students who will benefit from this award, they are children from a Umojok Subdivision who wrote the GCE, and the criteria is purely excellence. Nonetheless, we have two categories. We have the category for excellence and we have the category for scholarship. Those for excellence are those who have outstanding results at the A-levels, at the O-levels, at the common entrance examination into secondary school. And the category for scholarship are those who equally pass and need financial push for them to continue in the next level in education.
Is this the first time your association is embarking on such a project?
So the ESDA Awards is into its fourth edition. It's done every 2 years, and so this is the fourth edition of the ESDA Excellence Awards. The score of the candidates are gotten from the slips from the GCE board. From the results that the GCE board publishes, we're able to calculate the points per candidate, and we know who comes before another. At the level of the common entrance, we have the averages that are published with the results that enables us to grade the students in order of merit, and we are able to select those who will be awarded either the excellence prizes or the scholarship awards.
How many candidates will be awarded, and are they all students from a Umojok based in Yaoundé?
For this year, we are going to have a total of 20 laureates for excellence and scholarship. But we have special prizes that will come with some specific performances. For instance, we have the best all-round female science student at the level of the O-level and A-level. We have the technical students and even the schools that are performing well, they will benefit from didactic material that has been prepared for them.
What is peculiar about the ESDA Excellence Awards ceremony and what should the invitees expect?
What is peculiar about the awards this year is that we were equally blessed when the results of the GCE were published. Two of our schools in the subdivision, Government Secondary School, Ekok, and Government Bilingual High School, Umojok, scored 100% at the GCE. And so we also think that these schools should be recognized. So they too will make part of the ceremony of Saturday. Well, the award ceremony will take place at Manu Hall on Saturday, beginning as from 2 p.m. There will be assembly of sons and daughters of ESDA, and so we expect all to be there.
Considering the vision and the association's target, where does the funding come from?
I want to use this opportunity to thank all our benefactors. You see, just the elites of Emojok would not have been able to do this. But our brothers from Akwaya, our brothers from Manfe Central, our brothers from Upper Bayan, our brothers from the other divisions of the Southwest have equally supported us in this endeavor. And so we want to use this opportunity to thank them. We also want to thank the CRTV for giving us the opportunity to talk about our program and to make people to know what is actually happening in the Emojok Subdivision.
Thank you, Mr. Bigo Nkomheri, member of the Emojok Subdivision Development Association Excellence Awards Committee, for the heads up. The appointment has been taken for this Saturday at the Manu Hall in Mvogada, Yaounde, for the Emojok Subdivision Development Association Awards Ceremony as from 2 p.m.
Thank you very much. It is we, the ESDA members, who should be thanking you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you.
On va dire merci. Merci à Kelly Itaï, merci également à son invité. Il va